The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Allowing your body to relax. Relaxation is such a support for our practice. One of the conditions that we do often have some traction with, a little bit of ability to consciously relax our body. And that condition is very supportive. Relaxing the body is very supportive to help the mind to release a little bit, to relax a little bit. So we'll start with a little bit of a body scan and consciously exploring the possibility of relaxing. And so letting the attention rest in the head and face and seeing if there can be a softening of the muscles of the head and the face. Particularly around the forehead. Around the eyes, the mouth, the jaw. Seeing if the neck and shoulders can soften and relax. The arms and hands. Relaxing the chest and upper back. The muscles across the stomach and abdomen. Relaxing the muscles down the spine through the middle and lower back. Softening the hips. Might even be possible to relax or soften deep inside the hip socket. Relaxing the legs, the feet. And then another thing that I find really useful to check in more internally in the body, having relaxed the more outer part of the body, the muscles of the body. Sometimes it's available if you check into various kind of deeper core areas of the body. A little bit of softening is also available. So maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. Sometimes I find this is not so much a doing, but just more of a checking in. Is it available? Is it available for the stomach and the intestines to relax a little bit? And then maybe too, the mind can relax. when the mind is tense. It's often caught up in worries, concerns about the past or the future. Even thoughts about the present. And so maybe that can be softened, the worries, concerns, or thoughts, the thinking can be softened and relaxed a little bit. Perhaps just reminding yourself that for this next stretch of time, give yourself permission to take a break from your thoughts and worries, concerns, that for this stretch of time there's nowhere you need to go. No one you need to be. And not much to do. There is a little bit of doing in the practice of mindfulness, but it can be a really light touch. One of the first things to check in is just, are you aware? And in this moment, what is obvious? It may be body sensation. Or the breath, maybe a contact point of your hands or feet or hips against the chair, cushion or bench. Might be sound. Might be something internal, a mood or an emotion, feeling. Or it even could be thoughts. In this moment, whatever is obvious, just taking that in. Just enough effort. Just enough energy to connect with that for a moment. And then the next thing. What's the next thing that's obvious? It may be that the attention lingers with something for a little while. And that's okay, that's fine. In certain forms of meditation, we don't need to use extra energy to try to stay connected with a particular experience. We can instead let experience come to us, receive what is here. And instead, just a light touch of connecting. Am I aware? And what is obvious in this moment? Just enough for this moment. Just enough effort. For some people, it seems simpler, more restful, less effort to actually stay connected with one experience. And if that's the case for you, that's fine. But exploring the possibility of a light touch with that, for instance, if you're exploring staying with the breath, just enough effort right now to be with an in-breath. That's all the effort that you need to make. A light touch. Just how much effort does it take to know an in-breath is happening? Not very much. And then enough effort to be with an out-breath. And then again, do it again. A light touch of effort. Short moments, many times, as Joseph sometimes says. And if something else comes up, you're attending to this experience, the breath in, the breath out, and then a sound. Let your attention know that. Receive that. It has arisen. It has happened. Just enough attention to connect with what's arising right now. Receiving body sensations, the breath. Sounds as they arise. Internal experience as it becomes obvious. Just moment after moment. Connecting to this experience of living, of being alive. Honoring yourself with that attention. And the mind will drift off of the awareness of the present moment and that's very pretty natural for it to happen, but equally naturally at some point mindfulness will return. That moment of awareness returning, it's a real gift because it really points to the effortless nature possible with mindfulness. That moment when mindfulness returns is not one that you had anything to do with. It just happened. Curiosity about that experience of effortless mindfulness in that moment when mindfulness returns. What's that like? And then simply continue. The next moment, a light touch of what's here. What's here now? Honesty. With yourself about what is actually happening.